Hello, everybody. Welcome to the SA Pro Wrestling Nerds podcast. If you are listening for the very first time, my name is KG Animo, and I'm really excited to have you, and I hope you stick around, because in this second of our catch-up series of episodes, my co-host Eugene and I are going to dive deep into some of the other news and stories that we didn't get to in our previous episode. And so if you have listened to our previous episode, consider this a part two. If you haven't, check that one out first and then come give this one a listen. Without further ado, let's get into it. So yeah, let's start with I want to start with Cody again, because I feel like Cody's the biggest story in pro wrestling right now. I don't care whether you're an AEW fan, WWE fan, New Japan fan. Cody Rhodes moving from AEW to WWE is a massive deal. It's a big thing.
It is quite big.
Yeah, I mean, because here's the thing, right? When, like, this guy, right, Cody Rhodes, is essentially what he's doing now, what he's trying to do is, or what he's doing, or maybe without even realizing, is he's changing the narrative, right? He's like, AEW was great, but like, if you want to make money, you got to go to WWE. Him moving from AEW to WWE is reinforcing the fact that if you want more money, WWE is where you need to go. Obviously, you can make more money on the indies, but if you want a proper stable income with all the bells and whistles, you go to WWE.
Yeah, that is
your
Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
It's massive. Like, I don't think people comprehend now how big this is.
It's going to be big. It's crazy.
Obviously, the big thing is like, oh, he switched to from AEW to WWE, or controversy, all of that.
Yeah.
But I don't think that should be made such a big deal, you know?
Yeah, the controversy will die down. But like, I just felt like I needed to talk about this again, because, and I think what this does, you're going to see a lot more AEW guys go to WWE. I think you're going to get to a point where WWE is going to start getting guys from AEW. I just have that feeling.
That would be very interesting.
I just have that feeling. There are guys in AEW that don't fit in AEW, right? That, or feel that they might not fit in AEW. So they might go to WWE. It's just the way that it works.
I wouldn't be mad at that.
Yeah.
But do you think, that might happen because you know, Khan did buy Ring of Honor. So since he bought another company, in my opinion, anything's now possible, you know?
Yeah, I was actually thinking about the Ring of Honor situation. Ring of Honor announced a couple of matches that are going to take place at this what should we call this? I think it's a re-debut of Ring of Honor.
Like its second coming or something like
that.
Yeah,
it's like a second coming. The matches, I'm just going to show you the matches that have been announced, if I can get them. So they announced for the world champion, the Ring of Honor World Championship, it's going to be Bandido versus Jonathan Gresham. Jonathan Gresham is the current Ring of Honor World Champion. I know you maybe haven't heard of these two guys. Bandido is on a different level. He's a luchador that's just on a different level. Like, I'll send you some of his stuff. Jonathan Gresham.
Ray Phoenix.
On Ray Phoenix's level. Like, Bandido, so the thing with Bandido is, he's a little bit bigger and he's a little bit more muscular, but he's still so good as a high flyer. He flies around the ring. He does amazing wrestling technical moves. He's really good. Jonathan Gresham, on the other hand, is a submission genius. Like, him and Zack Sabre Jr. I don't know if you've heard of Zack Sabre Jr. Crazy. Crazy. I'll send you some of Gresham's stuff. He's a submission genius. Like, this man is maybe the best pure technical wrestler in the world. Besides besides Danielson and Zack Sabre Jr. He's right up there. He's on a different level in terms of... And he's not very big. Like, he's not very big. I think he's under 200 pounds. But he can go.
He can go.
He can. This dude can go. So that's the world championship match, and then, the world tag team championship match, is the Briscoes versus FTR. So FTR are going to be on the Ring of Honor show. It's going to be them versus the Briscoes. The Briscoes are a tag team that have been going since, like, they are Ring of Honor OGs. Like, they wrestled at the first Ring of Honor show in 2002, and they're gonna rest, and they've stayed with Ring of Honor up until today.
So they've been there from the get-go.
They've been there from the first Ring of Honor show in 2002. They are 12-time Ring of Honor tag team champions.
How old are they?
I'm not sure, but these guys, They're pretty much, they're very underrated. Like, whenever people talk about the best tag teams in the world, the Briscoes aren't really mentioned. Like, people mention the Bucks, FTR, Lucha Bros. But over the years, the Briscoes have always been that tag team that, like, nobody really mentions. Like, you know they're good, but because they're in Ring of Honor, and Ring of Honor doesn't get as much exposure as every other company, or maybe AEW or WWE, they don't get mentioned as much, but they're really good.
On that topic of exposure, it's just a quick question. Do you think now, because Ring of Honor is under the ownership of Khan, do you think they're going to get more exposure? Because AEW gets more exposure, you know? So you think it's going to be the same for Ring of Honor?
I think a lot of guys in Ring of Honor that would usually never get the opportunity are going to get an opportunity. So the Briscoes, Mark J. Briscoe is 38 years old. Mark Briscoe is 37. So they're a great tag team. They're like 12-time champions. They've also been IWGP tag champions, like in Japan. Really good tag team. Maybe not as great as FTR. Yes, I said it. Like, FTR is a much better tag team. And so here's the thing. If they're beefing with FTR right now on Twitter. So that's why this comment, like, this comment. Yeah, so they're beefing on Twitter right now. So the Briscoes and FTR, they should have a great match. But I feel like the FTR might take those belts, which is a, yeah, I feel like FTR might take those belts. And then the next match that was announced is Jay Lethal versus Lee Moriarty, both AEW guys. The thing with Jay Lethal is he's maybe one of the greatest Ring of Honor champions of all time. Like, the guy held the Ring of Honor Championship for almost 2 years.
Who took it off him?
It was Roosh. I think it's Roosh or... No, it was Matt Taven. Matt Taven is another Ring of Honor guy who took the belt off him. But, yeah, that should be a really good match. Former ROH star versus a young guy. Lee Moriarty is going to get some good exposure there. And then we have...
So do you think now that... we expect more AEW wrestlers to be wrestling the Ring of Honor now?
Yeah, I think we will get... I think... I don't know. I feel like we might get some AEW guys on Ring of Honor, but I feel like it's mostly just going to be Ring of Honor OGs. Like, it's mostly going to be Ring of Honor OGs. Like, there are some, there are quite a few free agents as well. Yeah, there are quite a few free agents as well, by the way, that could sign for either AEW or Ring of Honor, which is great.
Speaking of free agents, Cesaro?
Yes. Cesaro is one of those people that, like, he left, I think he left WWE or was released, I can't quite remember, but I haven't seen or heard anything about him since. He did trademark, I did hear one thing, and it's that he trademarked, you know the logo, that CSRO logo? That Cesaro sort of, the shortened version of Cesaro, I think he trademarked that. Because he can't actually take the Cesaro name because it's a WWE's product, but he trademarked that logo, so which I think will allow him to continue to wear that ring gear. So he's probably going to show up as his real name, which is the name he wrestled before he showed up in WWE, which is Claudio Castagnoli. That's his real name.
Claudio,
which is the
Do you think he's going to go to Ring of Honor?
I mean, he is a Ring of Honor. He is a former Ring of Honor guy. So it wouldn't be a shock if he showed up in Ring of Honor.
Plus, I think it's because there's more incentive for him to join now because Khan is now, he bought Ring of Honor. So if Cesaro wrestles on Ring of Honor, we might see him wrestle someone before he signs a contract or something. Or maybe he might eventually end up with AEW.
I feel like Cesaro would be a perfect fit anywhere he goes. Like, he was really underutilized in WWE. He had a great run. 10 years in the dub. 10 whole years in the WWE. But he was underutilized. This is a guy who should have been a world champion. I don't care what anyone says. Cesaro should have been at least, he should have held at least the world title once.
Yeah, but you know how WWE works.
I mean, he's tall. He's what, 230, 235 pounds. Great in the ring. And can be a really great babyface. Like, can be a really great babyface, as he showed towards the end of his run. But can also be a very good heel. Like, I remember watching Cesaro in 2013. He wasn't the greatest heel, but he was solid. Like, he was really solid. And so, I feel like anywhere he goes, if he goes to Ring of Honor...
Who was that female? Who was that female with him at the beginning?
I think it's... Let me Google. I'm just going to say Cesaro's female... Yeah, Cesaro WWE female. That's all I'm going to say.
That sounded crazy.
This is Cesaro's assistant. Her name was Oksana.
Ah, there we go, Oksana.
So, yeah. It'll be interesting to see where he goes. Like, he can go anywhere and wrestle any style. If he goes to Japan, he'll have great matches with guys like Ishii and Shingo, or even on New Japan Strong. Like, if he goes to AEW, he can continue his beef with Eddie Kingston. Yeah, it's funny. Like, him and Eddie Kingston. Yeah, they've got beef. Him and Eddie Kingston have beef.
Tell the story. I don't know this.
I don't know much about it either. But they had beef. I don't exactly remember about what. But I did see the story about them not liking each other. And so when Cesaro left WWE, Eddie Kingston wrote a tweet, and he says, "Claudio don't got the balls to come to AEW." Like,
for real?
Like, Kingston tweeted that. He's like, "Claudio doesn't have the balls to show up in AEW." I thought, like, there's a picture of them. There's a picture of them. There's a picture of them on the internet where they're like, they're posing together, taking a photo, and it's like, this is a long time ago, by the way. Like, I'm looking up the picture now, And yeah, it, like, I'll send you the picture.
So what are the chances that happens though? What are the chances?
I mean, I wouldn't be, I wouldn't put it past Cesaro to just show up in AEW. Like, I would say 70%.
No, I don't know. He's not, so he's like, he's free. He can go wrestle anywhere.
Yeah, here's what Eddie Kingston said about Cesaro. He's like, there, this is the quote, this is an actual quote that I'm reading off of WhatCulture.com. It says, "There are certain people in wrestling I do not like. Punk is one. Cesaro is another one. The big Swiss idiot in WWE. I know him as Claudio. I don't like him. I don't respect him. If he ever comes here, we're gonna have a problem. Or whenever his contract's up. I don't even pay attention to what he does. But guys like that, I just don't like, don't respect." That's Eddie Kingston. They wrestled. So Kingston and Cesaro have a history that stretches back to 2009.
Did they wrestle that?
Yeah,
Did they wrestle that? Yeah.
they wrestled in 2009. They had a great series of matches in 2009. So that was like, that was a few years before. That was like 2 years before Cesaro showed up in WWE. So that's the history there.
That's a very interesting tweet, you know.
It
That's what I'm
is,
gonna say.
to say the least, that's very interesting. But yeah, I mean, the odds that Cesaro shows up in AEW are quite high.
Yeah,
Like,
but the thing is, AEW have been signing a lot of talent.
yeah, which is why I would think Ring of Honor would do wonders if they can get Claudio. Cesaro, Claudio. I don't know what he's gonna go under. I'm assuming he's gonna go under his real name, so we'll call him Claudio. I'm thinking Claudio is gonna show up in AEW or Ring of Honor. Hopefully Ring of Honor, because that'll just elevate them as a new com as a fresh rebranded company.
Has anyone really ever went back to Ring of Honor once they left?
Yeah, I think so. I'm trying to think. The most recent I can think of is Mike and Maria Kanellis. They were in,
Oh, for real?
yeah, 'cause they were in Ring of Honor like in 2015 and 2016, and then they showed up in Impact Wrestling. I
Yeah,
don't know if
that's
you
where I
watched.
saw them
I don't
as
know if
well.
you watched Impact Wrestling. So when I saw them in Impact Wrestling, that was the first time I saw them, and then I learned that, oh wait, they were in Ring of Honor. There's this one match. There's this one match that's really popular on the internet. It's the Young Bucks and AJ Styles versus Matt Taven, Adam Cole, and Mike Kanellis, and the Bucks super kick Maria. I'll send you the match. It's probably on YouTube somewhere. The Bucks, so Maria's on the apron trying to interfere, and the Bucks end up super kicking Maria. Bro, I'll send you the video. It's nuts. But they were in Ring of Honor.
The super kick party is open to everyone.
To everyone. Bro, the Bucks were crazy in Ring of Honor. They super kicked the commentators. Like, but I don't know how many times Bobby Cruz got super kicked. Bobby Cruz is like the lead announcer, I think announcer or commentator at Ring of Honor. He got super kicked while he's talking in the microphone and he gets super kicked. Like,
Was probably talking mad trash and then
bro,
like
dudes,
boom.
yeah, Ring of Honor was crazy. But so Mike and Maria, after leaving Impact, were in the WWE where, you know, they got treated like trash. And then they went back to Ring of Honor. And I think, yeah. And now they're a part of this storyline, this Honor No More versus Impact, where it's like basically the old ROH guys, or the you know, fire the guys who were in ROH when they shut down, invaded Impact Wrestling.
OGs.
Yeah, the ROH OGs invaded Impact Wrestling, and now they're part of that storyline. And so that's what's happening here, is that the Ring of Honor, I think they're going to come back to Ring of Honor, I think, and then move on from there.
We'll see.
Yeah, we're going to have to see. I'm not exactly sure what's going to happen with Ring of Honor. You know what? One thing I am thinking of, though.
What?
How on earth is Tony Khan going to run two major wrestling companies? How is that even going to be? How is this dude going to do it? Like, he's going to have help, obviously.
I mean, obviously.
He's going to have help and stuff. Yeah, yeah. But, like, man.
But he obviously had a plan before he...
Obviously.
Buy that company.
Obviously, he wouldn't just buy Ring of Honor and go, oh, well, we'll see what happens from here. I mean, how... I was told... Not that I was told. Like, I heard that Ring of Honor was sold for close to 30 million, even maybe 40 million. So you don't just plunge 40 million into an investment and just hope things, you know, hope you figure it out down the road. This is not a...
Maybe as a team.
Yeah, maybe he's got a few people that can help, that are going to help. Obviously, he's a businessman. He knows what he's doing. AEW has been a massive success so far. We'll just have to see.
But the thing is with AEW is that he had help in the beginning.
Yeah, he had Cody, the Bucks. Cody's gone. The Bucks and Kenny are still around. Well, Kenny's on a break, but like, who's gonna help pick Ring of Honor up back up?
No, but Ring of Honor is not at the bottom. It's not at the beginning. So at least he has he's not starting from the bottom.
Yeah, creatively. Creatively, he's not starting at the bottom. Like, brand-wise. Like, it's not like he's trying to get Ring of Honor established as a brand. That's already been done.
When does Ring of Honor air?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know if Ring of Honor have a TV deal. It's just...
Yeah, because you can't... Well, I think, like, you can't manage two shows on the same day.
No, you can't. I'm on the website here trying to figure out where on earth I can watch Ring of Honor.
It's not like WWE where it's more controlled, I'd say. Because, you know, like, it's a family business, basically.
Ring of Honor has a network, though. Because, like, I'm on the website and there's, like, tons of media about Ring of Honor. So, there is some footage of Ring of Honor. You can subscribe, I think. So you can subscribe to be a member of the... It's a membership that you pay for, and then you get access to Ring of Honor. It's like New Japan World, basically, where you pay a fee and then you get to watch Ring of Honor stuff. And then there's some stuff on YouTube as well. There's a YouTube channel where you can watch some crazy matches. And yeah, so I wonder if any of this is going to change I wonder what Tony Khan's going to do.
I don't think much is going to change. Some things will change, you know, but then something will stay the same.
Yeah, you never know. You never know. Ring of Honor has a certain aura. It has a certain way of... It had this... Because for a long time, Ring of Honor was maybe the best in-ring product in the world. Like, better than WWE, better than New Japan. For, like, a long time in the 2000s, Ring of Honor was putting on the best matches in professional wrestling.
Well, if you do think about it...
Like, Bryan Danielson...
Like, wrestlers that were in Ring of Honor are at other companies right now.
Yeah, like CM Punk, Bryan Danielson, Samoa Joe, Nigel McGuinness...
Seth Rollins.
Yeah, Seth Rollins. Were all former... Adam Cole, Jay Lethal... are all former Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, all these guys were in Ring of Honor, and most of them at the exact same time. Like, Ring of Honor had maybe the best locker room.
That's why it was probably banging. Was banging because they had all those wrestlers. So it does make sense that in the 2000s, it was on fire.
Yeah, like earlier earlier today, I was watching Kyle O'Reilly versus Adam Cole in Ring of Honor. Really great match. Yeah, Ring of Honor had an amazing group of talent. And I'm pretty sure with the rebrand, with the rebuild, they're going to have an even better roster. Because if you're an independent wrestler right now, that's where you're looking at. Right? That's where you're looking at if you're an independent wrestler and you want to figure out where to go. I think that would be the place to go.
It's not bad to go at.
Yeah. Let's move over to... Let's talk about some WWE.
Let's talk about a former Ring of Honor champion, known as Kevin Owens.
Kevin Owens, who was called out Stone Cold Steve Austin. Oh my goodness! Did you see that?
I love. Did you watch Monday Night Raw?
I was about to talk about the stunt he pulled on Raw. So like Monday Night Raw begins. For those of you who didn't watch Monday Night Raw, Raw begins and Stone Cold's music hits and the crowd loses their mind.
And
it looks like Stone Cold comes out, right? But then people are like, hold on a minute, Stone Cold's beard isn't that big. This ain't Stone Cold Steve Austin. Oh my goodness. Oh, this was oh man, I don't know, man. This reminds me of remember when The Miz did it? The Miz did this like years ago. This was during the build for Rock versus Cena. For Cena versus Miz at WrestleMania 27. And The Miz came out.
When Miz was champion.
Yeah, when Miz was WWE champion. The Rock's music hit and Miz came out looking like The Rock. And I'm like, man. Oh my goodness, this was so good. Like, the promo wasn't great. No, like,
you know, the level.
The promo was decent.
Yeah, like, we get the. Yeah, I don't think that was the intention, you know. Like, the whole look that did it for me. That made me want to continue watching, you know, because I'm like, he shaved his head. He actually shaved his head.
No, he didn't. He didn't shave his head.
Do you?
He didn't shave his head. He wore.
It looked real.
He wore a. You could tell that he wore some sort. Did he shave his head? He might have shaved his head a little bit because I don't think that skin cap would fit it the way that it did if he didn't shave his head a little bit. I think he might have shortened his hair so that skin cap would have a perfect fit.
So you're saying he didn't actually shave his head?
I don't think he shaved his head. I don't think he shaved his head. Like, if you go look at the pictures, it looks like, so I'm not exactly sure about the shaving of his head, but to me, it looks like he's wearing some sort of thing over his head. Like, you can even see it. Like, it's not very difficult to see. He's wearing some sort of cap. He's wearing some sort of cap that you can just peel off.
Okay.
I don't know. I can definitely see that he just watch it again, watch the clip again, and it looks, and you can see there's a, like, on his forehead, there's a seam. There's a little.
Yeah, I can see it.
Seam where it's like
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah,
I can see it right now.
Yeah, so he didn't shave his head.
Oh man, the knee braces don't even fit in.
The knee brace is loose. Oh
the
my
knee
god.
Brace on him.
The knee brace. Oh my goodness, that's just nuts. Yeah, But he's good at, like, he's so, so Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I would have rated him if he shaved it.
Yeah. Me, like, I don't know, man.
Eh? I would have.
That's proper television right there.
Do you think they're actually going to wrestle?
Nah, I think he's going to be on the Kevin Owens show. And then they're going to talk about why Kevin Owens has been talking. Like, I feel like basically Austin's going to... There's going to be like a big fight segment. I know they're going to fight because Kevin's been talking trash. Yeah, so basically Kevin Owens, because Kevin Owens was talking trash about Texas and Stone Cold and everything. So I'm pretty sure there's going to, like, Stone Cold's going to be on the Kevin Owens show. They're going to do a little interview, and then there's going to be like a big fight. And then basically we'll see how things go.
There's going to be a stunner.
Oh, definitely. A stunner battle. A stunner battle. We'll just have to wait
this
and see.
This is
going to
be the first stunner in 20 years.
It's going to be Kevin. Well, he retired in 2003, but he has been like guests. He has been a guest at like some WrestleManias after that. He stunned Xavier Woods at WrestleMania 32. I remember that one.
Oh yeah. How can I forget that one?
He stunned.
I apologize. Yeah.
So, but it's gonna be weird seeing him make that walk down the ring. Like, it's gonna be interesting to see what he wears.
Braces on. Do you think he still has them?
Like, the knee braces. I feel like it's going to be interesting to see what he wears. Like, what does he wear? Is he going to come in cowboy boots and a jacket like a normal civilian? Or are we going to see a 316 shirt? Is he going to wear trunks and a 316 shirt and just walk down to the ring ready to go? It's going to be interesting to see.
I need me a 316 shirt.
Yeah, 316 shirt. It's probably the most sold item in pro wrestling history. Well, it's between that and the NWO shirt. Like, NWO shirt is also pretty popular. Like, I've seen non-wrestling fans wearing an NWO shirt.
See, that's the reach of wrestling. Do you think the segment between these two is going to happen at the beginning? Like, the first thing.
I don't know. I really don't know. Like, where do you put this on the card?
And is it Saturday or is it Sunday?
I'll check. I'm actually going to look at the WrestleMania card. We'll do a full WrestleMania night 1 and 2 preview, like, as the date gets closer. But for now, I'm just going to look at the card. I mean, first things first, like, before we look at this card, how many people are expected at the AT&T? Because AT&T is a big stadium. This is where they had 100,000 people not long ago, like, at WrestleMania 32. So, they're like, this crowd is expected to be massive. So you see, there's nothing listed here about Stone Cold Steve Austin and Kevin Owens.
I think WrestleMania is 2 weeks away.
Yeah, they haven't. I mean, it's here on the Wikipedia page, but when you look at the matches, it's only showing the matches. We don't see any segments. So it's just matches that I'm seeing here, but they do write about it. I'm pretty sure it's going to be in the middle of the show. Like, maybe after you'll have one of your big matches, maybe your IC or your United States Championship match, and then you'll have like a cool down match, like maybe the women's tag match, and then I don't know. That's up to Vince McMahon. Like, I'm glad I'm not making those decisions. That's completely up to Vinnie Mac.
I think Steve Austin's first gonna have to show up on Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, he's gonna show up on Raw, and then obviously they'll maybe on the go home to WrestleMania he'll show up on Raw and then he'll do some stuff. But would it be crazy if he actually wrestled a match? Which I don't, like, it's highly unlikely, but my goodness, it would be incredible. Because you and I have never seen Stone Cold live in a match. Like, we've gone back and seen WrestleManias and his classic matches, but we've never seen him live wrestle.
Damn, now that you do mention that, that is nuts. You put it in a different perspective.
It's going to be nuts.
This is actually a big deal. Big deal.
Yeah, much bigger deal than I thought it would be. So Stone Cold is going to be at WrestleMania. Kevin Owens is going to get his butt whooped.
Like, when Stone Cold wrestled his last, like, official match, I was 2 years old.
Yeah, I had just turned one.
And now I might watch him 20 years later in a ring live.
Yeah, crazy. I just turned one when Austin wrestled his last match, so yeah. Let's move on to let's move on to this match, which I have said on Twitter could be the match of WrestleMania. It could be the best match on both shows. Like, Pat McAfee versus Austin Theory.
What did you say?
Pat McAfee versus Austin Theory.
What did you say about it?
I feel like this could be the best match on the show. Like, McAfee can go.
Why?
And if he's as good as we saw him in NXT against Adam Cole, and if Austin Theory is as good as he's been in the last few weeks, like Austin Theory, he's solid in the ring. I feel like this match is going to shock a lot of people. And if it doesn't, I'll be happy to admit that I was wrong.
If I'm not mistaken.
Like, I'll be happy to
admit. If I'm not mistaken, didn't Pat McAfee just wrestle 2 matches at NXT?
He did. Which is why I'm saying, did you see how good he looked? He wrestled
against Adam Cole.
Yeah. So I'm saying this match might be great.
I remember he did a backflip. Was it a backflip?
It was a swanton off the top of the war game structure, which was stupid because no one caught him.
And you expect it to still be a good match in WrestleMania.
Dude, I think this guy's going to shock a lot of people. I think Pat McAfee is going to leave a lot of people
I'm not doubting this guy one bit. I believe in Pat McAfee 100%, right? I'm looking at it as it's Austin Theory's first WrestleMania match. Big stage for him, right?
And you would think he's carrying...
It's basically...
And you would think he's carrying the match.
So my thing is, they're both new on WrestleMania, so who's leading this match? Because there's always the leader. So who's going to lead this match? Is it going to be the actual wrestler in
Austin Theory?
Or is it going to be the former footballer?
I mean, Austin Theory is the heel. Typically, the heels lead the match because then the babyface can... Then that allows, like, the babyface to make the comeback. But, like, I feel like Austin Theory is going to lead this match. But, like... It's gonna be if they get enough time. Like, I don't want to see a 5-minute match between these guys. Give them at least between 10 and 15 minutes. Allow them to show us something. Let them show us something.
How many matches are scheduled for WrestleMania?
So far, on night one we have. Hold on. On night one we have 5, and then on night two we have 6. But you know the saying. Card subject to change. I don't think we're going to see Bianca Belair, so you can remove that one.
Maybe, I don't know, you know.
Yeah, they still advertised Bianca Belair as Becky's opponent, but we're gonna have to see about that one. Anyway, I really think Pat McAfee and Austin Theory is gonna show a lot of people some flames.
Well, surprise me, you know.
Maybe the only other match that would be better is Edge and AJ Styles.
Yeah, I'm expecting that match to steal the show.
I think this one's gonna steal the show.
We have Brock and Roman main event.
To be honest, I'm not looking forward to Brock versus Roman. I'm not. I'm just not. I'm not looking forward to.
I don't know. Like, for me, it is what it is, you know.
And here's the thing.
It is, like,
I don't
want to get so much hate with this.
Yeah.
What I'm about to say. Well, I'm gonna say it anyway. For me, the only reason why this is the biggest WrestleMania match is because it's title for title.
The title for title thing. Am I wrong? Here's the thing. That? Here are the two. In terms of stakes, yes, it's the biggest.
But remember, they faced each other already at WrestleMania. This isn't the first time.
No, they're about to go for a third main event at WrestleMania. Here's the thing. This is not the first title for title WrestleMania main event, right? You have to go back a long way. You have to go back to 1990, actually. Hogan versus Warrior was title for title. And I think that's the last title for title. And then, obviously, the women's main event 2 years ago, 3 years ago. Wow, time flies. 3 years ago, the women's main event was the last title for title. But, like, yeah. It's going to be interesting.
What makes this bigger than Edge versus AJ?
Nothing. Besides the fact that both titles are on the line. Nothing. Like, if we're going to get the same Roman versus Brock match that we've always gotten, then there's no reason to look forward to this. There is no reason to look. If it's going to deliver, it has to be as good as WrestleMania 31. And it's not going to...
Remember, they really marketing like, this is going to be a stupendous match between these two. So, pressure's on.
You know what's the thing? If this whole show is amazing and the main event sucks, we're only going to remember the main event sucking. That's just how wrestling is. And it's people's brains. It's how we are wired as human beings. We remember the climax of an event more than anything else in the event. We remember the highest point of the match. And if that highest point underdelivers, we're only going to talk about how Roman and Brock sucked.
Yeah.
That's just how we are. This main event has to, like, these two have to over-deliver. They just have to. Like, I don't know how else to describe it. Like, they just have to. If we see, like, I don't want to see 7 F5s and, like, 5 Superman punches and 7 spears. No. I want to see these guys fight, brawl, take it outside the arena. Like, not outside the arena, like, outside the ring, into the arena. Let these guys go. A good 20-minute brawl with, obviously, Roman retaining. I don't think Brock's winning both titles. Like, I just don't think that's happening. But, yeah, just give us that match.
Yeah, they have some expectations. They're very big expectations.
Like, mine aren't as big, but... I know there are a lot of people who are looking at this match.
No, not for me. Not for me.
Yeah,
not
I get it. I get it. Oh, yeah, the Edge and AJ Styles is like
maybe for... Like maybe for 13-year-olds that Roman and Brock match is insane for them.
Yeah, but the Edge and AJ Styles match need... Like, this match... Oh, man. The Edge heel turn. The Edge heel turn has made things easy. Not easy, but like more intriguing. Because you could have just had a face versus face. You could have. You could have just gone babyface versus babyface, and done like a who's the better wrestler, who's better in the ring type face versus face stuff. But no, they turned Edge fully heel, and not go away love to hate kind of heel, like evil heel, like evil, murderous heel. So, again, we'll see how this is gonna go.
Yeah, but I expect it to bang.
It's going to.
It just makes sense to me.
It's going to. It has to. Like, how can this match not be good? I don't know how this match could disappoint. Oh, Let's move on to another. I actually want to move to AEW a little bit, because someone told me, we're going to talk about CM Punk and MJF for a little bit, because I feel like we haven't talked about that match at Revolution. Have we?
No, we haven't, not at all.
So it would be a crime if we just skipped over one of the best feuds in recent memory. So I tweeted that if MJF versus CM Punk at Revolution delivered, like, this would be the best feud in a long time. Maybe the best feud I've ever seen in a wrestling, like the best wrestling feud I've ever seen. This match was great. We're not going to talk about the match in detail, but I'm just going to talk about the rivalry and just how things went down. The segments were great. The promo was great. That first promo battle was nuts. I'm still going back and watching it. The reason I want to talk about this is because I was talking to a friend of mine from church about wrestling in general. And they were telling me, like, you know, I was watching the CM Punk stuff because I'm a big CM Punk fan. I was like, dude, you should just watch this guy wrestle MJF. And that's what kind of brought it up to me that actually I needed to talk about this. The CM Punk, even the match itself was so good.
Yeah, from entrance, bro, from the entrance, everything.
Like MJF playing with the crowd a little bit. You heard CM Punk's theme, and then
he spit gum. Did you see that?
He spit gum at a fan. I saw that. Oh my goodness.
I was like, ah, bro, so gum at me, I'm punching ass, swing hands, fam.
He spat gum at a fan.
Spit gum. Oh. Jeez, but it's part of his character.
It is. He's a snake. MJF is a snake. He's the closest thing to a snake. My goodness. Oh my goodness.
I'm spitting something back at you.
Yeah, but honestly, for me, this is the best feud in professional wrestling. From a storytelling, pure babyface versus pure heel, this is the best feud since Ciampa versus Gargano. Like, the Ciampa Gargano feud is still one of the best of all time. It's an all-time feud. But this is really is also
that,
up there.
For me, that feud's never finished. Tommaso and Gargano, it's never finished. It really never did finish, did it? If you remember correctly.
Yeah, it never ended because we didn't get Ciampa versus Gargano 4. Because Gargano was out. No, Ciampa was out injured. We never got that match for the NXT title.
If I'm not mistaken, their last match was at that abandoned place.
Yeah, they had one more. It's called. They had one more match in the. It was the match where I think in some abandoned warehouse with a ring, and Triple H just put a ring there and said, "Go beat each other up." That was the last. That was such a. That was the last match I think between the two. They did team at War Games though, which gave us a nice little moment. But yeah, we're getting off topic. We're talking about Punk and MJF. this feud, I'm trying to pick between this one and the Ciampa Gargano feud for, in terms of story, in terms of babyface versus heel, the story and the sort of the story between babyface and heel. These are maybe the two best feuds I've ever seen. I can think of another one.
Separate them. They're both. Which one?
I was thinking of Jeff Hardy versus CM Punk. That's the feud that
dropped. I actually like that you brought that up. Because CM Punk did mention this.
Punk did.
In one of his promos.
Yeah, he did mention it.
He said, oh, I remember that line. He said something about an alcoholic and actually made him lost his job.
Yeah. But anyway. Yeah, the only other, so it's that feud, and then obviously the best feud, like from an in-ring standpoint, the best feud in pro wrestling history has to be Tanahashi Okada or Okada versus Omega. Like the matches that Okada had with Omega and Tanahashi, those two feuds are probably the two best feuds from an in-ring standpoint, from an in-ring storytelling standpoint. But yeah, those are the things I wanted to talk about, man. Like, is there anything else that you want to talk about?
No, we can say more. We can, next episode, there's always something more to talk about.
I think I want to just digest
everything.
I have one thing that I want to get to before we wrap up this episode.
Yeah, shoot.
I need you to watch. I want to send you some stuff from Stardom. I need you to watch. There's this Stardom that's called the high speed style in Stardom, where it's basically a normal wrestling match, just on. It's like if you like these women, they wrestle at like twice the speed. Like if you took a normal wrestling match, and like sped it up like three times. That's how fast these women wrestle. It's called the high speed style. The matches go at least 15,
how long do they wrestle for?
Like 15, 20 minutes. But they wrestle, it's like a fast pace. Like, one of the best women's match of the year so far was Natsupoi versus Azumi. It's like these two girls, they're great. I'll send you the link to the match. It's the best women's match so far. In 2022.
I think I might have got a glimpse of it on Twitter.
Yeah.
Is there one with the lariat or an elbow?
I think I'm not sure, but like this is I really love the style of wrestling. Like it might not make sense logically because wrestling is supposed to be, you know, slow and methodical and let the story build. But this is so much fun to watch.
Now, definitely send me the link and I will watch women kick each other's asses.
Yeah, it's crazy. This lady, like her name's Azumi, right? That's her ring name. She's 19, right? And she's been wrestling for over 10 years.
Jeez.
Which is just nuts.
But when did she start?
Like, I'm gonna pull up her Wikipedia page. She's 19. She made her debut in 2013. So I was saying, like, this style is crazy. Some of the best, the best women's match of this year so far is that match. Which is just nuts. Like,
when was it? Was it during this past week?
I think last month, beginning of March, or maybe like late February, beginning of March. Like it was a show with the Stardom held a show or a couple of shows and we saw this match and it was really good. Yeah, like for now, it was so good that I can't watch, like for me, I can't watch the women in WWE or AEW. Like, when I watch the woman in WWE or AEW, I'm like, oh, you girls need to step up your game because Stardom is just killing it with these matches.
But I do think that, like, they do notice that, and then they, like, they try, you know, levels. They try to get to the level that Stardom women wrestlers are at.
And I think, like...
But, like, it's, I wouldn't say in WWE, because that's quite hard to do.
Yeah. The thing is, in the thing was with Stardom women is they don't cut promos. Like, they're not... They don't have promo... It's not like they're... They're focused on the wrestling. They're not so much focused on promos. It's all about wrestling. Japanese wrestling has always been like that. Like, no, like, even New Japan and Pro Wrestling Noah and All Japan Women, like, Japanese pro wrestling has never been big on promos. They have gimmicks, obviously, but, like, promos is just promos and character work is a second priority. Like, it's not as important as being good in the ring. So that's what allows them to, because they're always focusing on getting better in the ring. So that's what allows them to have such good matches.
Well, makes sense.
Yeah. That's it for, I feel like I've talked so much. I feel like I've talked so much. Do you wanna add anything else?
Just send me the link to the match. I wanna witness greatness.
I will. In the next episode we'll talk. We'll talk about, because there's the New Japan Cup that's been going on. I wanna talk about it. Maybe I'll talk about some of the matches later. But I'll definitely send you the link to some of the stuff that I've been watching in my spare time. And yeah. I recommend anyone listening to this episode.
I wanted to say something, but it slipped my mind.
Yeah, I was like anyone listening to this episode, go and watch any Stardom match in 2022, late 2021, 2022. Go and watch anything in Stardom. Speaking of Stardom, do you remember Kairi Sane?
Yeah.
She's in Stardom. She's back in Stardom. So,
oh, for real?
Yeah, and she's wrestling. I think she just wrestled her first match, I believe, or she's going to wrestle her first match back in Japan. I'll just get the date and let you know when that's happening. So it's gonna be crazy to see her.
Disappeared from WWE.
Yeah, she disappeared from WWE, and then we didn't see her again. But she's back in Stardom, and she's been training hard. Like, I've been seeing the workout pictures on Twitter. She's training hard. She's getting ready. So it's gonna be awesome to see her back in the ring.
I have no doubt.
Yeah. So I think we should wrap things up here, and then we'll get out of here.
Yeah, we'll go back to our miserable student lives.
Pretty much. Ladies and gentlemen, that is going to wrap up today's episode. We thank every single one of you that listened, especially to those that stuck around till the end. We hope you enjoyed it as always. And if you did, stick around even more as more episodes will be brought out in 2022. If you would like to follow us on social media, you can do so on Instagram at SAPWNerdsPodcast or on Twitter at PWPodcast_SA. As always, let us know what you thought, maybe something you'd like to mention that we forgot to. Let's talk about wrestling. DM us on Instagram, tweet at us. Let's have a conversation. Till next time, stay safe and God bless.